Hello, you're listening to Just Kathy with HorrorCast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
And I'm here with Jerry Ziegler and...
Mick Stunt.
From The Stuntman.
He's a stuntman, yes.
Yes.
Right? So, how did you guys get started?
Okay. All right, so...
The 70s.
So, I came from a land far away to find Jerry Ziegler in Olympia.
Really far away?
Yeah, Boston.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I came out here in October and started asking around about for a drummer, and I had an idea of a bass player to get to already.
You ran into Johnny Baltimore.
Yeah, Johnny Baltimore and John Marathew from Olympia. And I know John Baltimore from the 80s because he's from the East Coast too. He's from Connecticut. So Johnny Baltimore is awesome. So anyway, I wanted to come out here. I have a son that's 27. He took over in my band in the East Coast. And then I wanted to come out here and do something different because I was kind of bored of Boston and Massachusetts. And the police really don't like me there. So I said, I'm going to Washington where they're nice and friendly. Police are wonderful. They shake your hand. You know, they are nice. I'm telling you, they're way nicer here. So I came here. So anyway, I asked Johnny Baltimore and John Marathew. I said, I got a bunch of sick tunes. I've been writing tunes for like 40 years. And who's the good drummer to play with? And he's like, oh, you got to get Jerry Z. So I went and found him one night, loaded up, and him and his lady were doing Oly Claw that night.
My lady was a champ.
Right after his birthday. She was the reigning champion of Oly Claw. But this giant Russian had too much. I think she had taken steroids.
You.
I think she was on steroids.
No, she wasn't.
That's good.
She don't bother.
She's not on steroids.
She loves you.
Yeah, she loves you to death.
So, Stuntman, where'd you get the name?
I had a band called the Cunning Stunts in Seattle in 99 or 2000, and Cunning Stunts had already been used as like a joke name in a bunch, like Stunning Cunts, Cunning Stunts. And then the bass player, who was a total hippie weirdo, says, why don't we just call it The Stunts? I said, that's pretty fucking cool, The Stunts. And then we looked, and there wasn't any bands really named that really were any great. So then I had that band called The Stunts, and then I had a band with my son and his friend on drums, a three-piece out in the East Coast called The Stunts. We played a bunch of shows, and I have tons of tunes from The Stunts. So when we came out here, we were thinking of band names, and Jerry was like, well, why don't we call it The Stuntmen? Because it's like a progression, you know? I don't know. I'm losing... focus.
No.
Too much weed.
No.
So anyway,
I
think he says, why don't we just call it The Stuntmen? Because we're all old men, kind of.
I kind of thought The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
Lee Majors, you know, used to get all the shit.
And all my like crappy imagery is all red, white, and blue. MC5, like, woo, Evel Knievel imagery. So it fits.
I was informed The Fall Guy sounded too much like Fallout Boy. And I was like, you're right.
The Fall Guy, yeah, we can't have that.
Fallout Boy.
We'd have to look down to our feet and cry.
I can't see you as a lead man.
Fallout.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy Boys, we could call it.
Yeah. The stunt man. Because we can do tricks. I do tricks.
Yeah, he can blow fire.
guys been together? How long have you guys been playing now?
We started in November with another kid on bass from HPP.
Hipster Piss Party.
I thought it was Human Papillomia or something. Oh, no, that's another band. All right, Hipster Piss Party.
Oh, man.
Aaron.
Tiffany thought it was HPV.
Yeah, HPV, yeah.
That is a disgusting name.
Well, Hipster Piss Party is a pretty good name. Aaron Larson was our original bass player and played for a couple months or two, but he was busy, and he's younger than us. And when I met him and started playing, I said to him, we need to get Carcass on bass, because Carcass was in the Space Cretins and all these great bands in Seattle that I really admired and was seeing growing up. Seeing over the years in Seattle, Undisputed Heavyweight Champions, Berserkers. He's been around a long time playing, and I like him a lot. So I said, man, we need to get Carcass. And he said, nah, he doesn't even play bass anymore. He plays guitar and die. They're doing shows. He didn't want to play. And then I said to Carcass, hey, you want to play? I got Jerry Ziegler. And he said, oh, really? I'll be down. So then we just started playing, and our first show was like probably after three practices with Fang at Deadbeat Records in Olympia. So our first show was January 2nd, and we only practiced like the last 2 weeks of December before that.
So where do you guys practice at?
Carcass just sent a message. Send him a message
Tacoma
that says, Jerry, we're doing interviews. Got anything to say?
Tacoma,
yeah, in Tacoma. Yeah.
At the Maxi Space.
It's pretty exciting.
Exciting, yes. The bathroom is always busy with people. They're all fucked up and shit.
Awesome.
But the rap band that's in there with us, they love the stuntmen. They come in and watch us. I turned them on to the Bad Brains. I was like, check this out.
Yeah,
the
quickness. They didn't know what to think.
That shit's crazy. I didn't know this was punk rock. I love this shit. So now we got buddies in Tacoma.
Awesome. And then what shows you got coming up?
Dead Babies.
Our next show is August 7th at the Dead Baby Downhill in Georgetown, which is in the somehow near Jules Maze in Georgetown. They rent a giant parking lot or something. Dead Baby, it's online. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there. And
find your way to Jules Maze.
Yeah, go to Jules Maze and you can find it, pretty much. You'll hear it. It's going to be... It starts at like 5 or 6 with a downhill race of bike messengers and people on like old school Schwinn's all geared up, because Dead Baby is just an eclectic bunch of weirdo freaks.
Wheelchairs.
And, the lead singer... Lead singer of my band from 20 years ago from Seattle is the president of the Dead Babies.
Okay.
So when I came out here, he was like, oh, dude, come live with me. What's up, man? And then I said, I got a band going. He's like, oh, you're playing Dead Baby. So that's like,
so it's a benefit?
No. Probably benefits those guys.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know.
It's
a huge block party, right?
Okay,
But the thing is that it's cool. All the people that are in it, it's like, it's almost like a street gang, like a motorcycle gang.
Right.
He's the president of it.
Okay.
And another, the drummer of my band, it was like the sergeant at arms. They have like ranks.
Okay.
And they have the cross of the bicycle Jesus to become a dead baby. And you had to do certain tasks to get into it. Back in the day, you had to ride naked around the block, get punched, a whole bunch of stuff. What?
Now
they have bike joust. Yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff.
And
it's like, there's thousands of fans of it and other chapters now.
Oh, wow.
Around the West Coast, at least, I know for sure. And Dave started it up in his own little mind because he likes Schwinn bikes, and they were like welding them together and doing weird stuff, you know?
Very cool.
It's cool, yeah. And Seattle...
We're playing August 13th and 14th at El Corazon with
the Leeches from Italy.
Yeah, and
Piston Ready.
Which is Dana that owns El Corazon.
Right.
But the Leeches are from Italy.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll be playing the next night with them down here.
At Obsidian
next to McCoy's.
So our next Oli show is Obsidian on the 14th. 14th.
Okay,
Friday night in Obsidian. And then, the next week we leave to go on tour with Fang on the East Coast.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of shows in August.
Any of you been on tour before?
No.
No?
He has.
Jerry, I know you have.
Yeah. He has. Yeah. I've been on mini tours, only like three dates in a row and shit. I never had to go more than 3 days in a row.
Oh, that's good. I hear horror stories from the room. There's like things like, I know one guy, He's from Failsafe. He said he won't go without Febreze.
Febreze?
And baby wipes, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
depends
things like that.
What kind of band.
Depends. We don't need depends.
He just wants to contribute that he likes to party.
I like to party. Yeah, we're keeping Carcass in the loop.
Oh, good.
Oh, we can put him on speakerphone.
We could. He could chime
in. Put him on speakerphone.
Just call him.
No?
Yeah, we totally.
No, man, it depends on what kind of band you're with. You're with the crusty punk band. Yeah,
we'll put him down here and see what happens.
Great.
You're with a bunch of, like, hair metal bands.
Wait, let's see. Let's get him with
it. My girlfriend, then you're probably all right.
What kind of band
is this?
Which is
in nothing.
I don't have
What kind of band are we?
Right. I said, in your house.
See, that's the bass player's picture. Horrible.
I got some deodorant and I never use it.
Baby should take it.
He ain't home.
He's afraid to answer.
Well, his phone doesn't work good at his house.
Really, he's probably afraid to answer.
He might be afraid to answer. No, his phone works crappy. He lives in South Park, and you know, like on those hills there.
Okay.
And he lives down in like a little, you go up a hill and then you go down in this little valley and he lives on a dead end. And he just has terrible reception. My phone doesn't work there either. Okay. So usually when he's home, he texts or whatever.
But it's that neighborhood where they're always shining lasers at the...
Yeah, right. I think it has something to do with that.
Going,
yeah.
They're landing. Cause he lives
and it's chemtrails.
Tote. He lives by Steve. So they always go out there and... Like, those guys don't. Some kids do. They go out there and shine lasers at the planes.
Right? Damn. So,
yeah, bored,
collectively, how long have you been playing? What do you play?
I play guitar and sing.
Right.
And I played for 37 years, guitar and writing songs and singing, since I was 10.
How many different bands do you think?
Like 20.
Right.
But like only like 5 that did shows or whatever. I played in a Boston punk band that we reunited called the FUs. They were like early 80s Boston punk rock, and my friend was the drummer. He died. They broke up. I named my son after the drummer. My son's first name is Jones, and he ends up playing guitar in the FUs now in the band that the drummer, whose name was Bones Jones,
right,
died in when he was 17. He was one of my good friends. It's kind of like a weird circle.
Yeah.
And so he just quit last week playing. Because he wants to do his own thing. He doesn't want to play 80s punk rock forever.
Right.
Why not?
It's easy.
Yeah, it is easy. Not our style of 80s punk rock.
Yeah.
Time since I was about ninth grade, I started actually trying to play the drums.
Right?
So you're probably like 14 or something like that. 13, 14. Yeah.
35 years or
so. Yeah, been to a bunch of bands, whatever, touring around.
Right. Tell me some of your bands.
Fits of Depression, Chief, Hardwood, Fat and Ugly, played in Coven for a while, Death Squad.
Death Squad
There's
rules.
There's a bunch of other ones out there. I mean, I don't know, a bunch of them.
Mosquito Hawk.
Yeah, Mosquito Hawk.
Right. I just saw them this last weekend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they played?
No. Sea Average.
Oh, Sea Average. Yeah.
No, the new Sea Average, whatever John's new band is.
Well, yeah. With John on bass. Playing bass now, which is totally killer.
It's way better with bass.
Bare.
I don't know what...
Sounds great.
Something. Not Sea Average, Red something.
Oh, Red Bolt? With the girl
Craig
singer?
Becker from Fitz, the old drummer for Fitz. Yeah. He has a band called Red Bolt, yes.
Right, and John was in that one.
We played with them last weekend.
No, John wasn't in it.
No, Boyce isn't. They're from Tri-Cities.
Yeah. And Red Bolt, Wales.
Yeah, they just came and played with us last weekend at McCoy's with the Problems and Derelicts.
Right. Okay.
But that was a great show.
That was fun.
Those guys all killed it.
I missed that one.
That was good. That was fun at McCoy's. We were so loud, we blew everybody outside, though.
The Problems blew a breaker.
But the Problems were fucking incredible.
Yeah, they're awesome. Fucking big. Yes. They kill it.
So, favorite venue in Olympia? You can't have one yet.
Favorite venue?
I do.
Favorite band?
Olympia?
Yeah.
Venue.
Oh, I lived in Olympia before, too.
Oh, okay.
I used to work at the guitar shop. Down on 4th. I won't mention the name of it.
Okay.
But at one point when I worked there, I was on my way to work. Next thing you know, I was swooped down by Gestapo SWAT teams and taken down into custody right in front of my boss in the middle of the street on 4th Avenue.
Wow.
This was 15 years ago.
Wow, and that's your story.
Something like that.
You're sticking to it.
Yes, I'm sticking to it. And it was all for nothing, bunch of crap.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yes. Lucky I wasn't shot. That's why the Washington police are so nice. Because now they just shoot you.
Yeah.
I like playing McCoy's and the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood's cool. Lawyer's fun, and I like that place.
Yeah, Lawyer's fun.
McCoy's is my favorite. I feel the most comfortable hanging out there.
Clipper's badass when their head shows there.
Right?
Yeah.
Clipper has a good stage. They should have shows there, definitely.
Yeah.
The PA's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We played there with, shit. The fuck is his name? High on Fire.
They're High on Fire?
Before they got big, yeah.
That's a song I wrote myself about, Ricky Nelson, freebasing in his plane.
Nice. Yeah, he got high on fire.
High on fire. Yeah, he blew it up. That's how he died, right?
That's not very nice.
Yes. Ricky Nelson's good. He's a good singer. Those Nelson records are
influential. I love that band Nelson, the twins.
Nelson, that's his kids, yeah.
I know.
We were talking about Nelson and Ricky Nelson the other day.
Right.
His kids. They had the hair metal band, Nelson.
Yeah, I remember Nelson.
Gunna. I don't know the other one. Whenever I say Gunner Nelson, I think of this famous guy from Wrigley's and Barnum and Bailey Circus, Gunta, the lion tamer.
Right.
Because he was like a blonde-haired dude like Gunna. And he's like, Gunta! And one time he got a little scratched up when we were there, but I think it might have been fake. Gunta!
So, dream venue in Olympia. I mean, you've played
the best
you
one?
Wanted to, right? Yeah.
We played like 5 places already. Well, if you count Deadbeat Records.
Any place you could play in Olympia. Where would it
be? We want to go play the Mansion soon.
The Mansion.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Doesn't seem like there's been many shows down there. Our house is near there. My wife and I have a secret stuntman location on Phones
Superior
Road.
Superior Court courtroom.
Where? The Superior Court courtroom? I don't want to go there.
Fuck that, man.
You want to play there?
How about in the Capitol Dome?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
In the Rotunda.
Jen went to the Rotunda for a concert recently, right?
Mosh pit.
It was a children's school group. I believe it was like fourth or fifth grade with lots of squeaky violins.
Nice.
It was very sweet, though.
Yeah.
My brother got married there.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had friends in high places. He got married there.
I got.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Inside?
Inside the Rotunda.
I probably could get married again in the Brotherhood.
They probably like.
I've got friends in low places.
Let me hobble.
So the stuntmen are here in the room with our lovely ladies.
Yeah,
yes, Carcass is looking for a lovely lady.
Finds them all the time.
Oh, the bass player's name is Carcass, but his name is Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, but I don't call him Mark because I have too much of an accent. So Mark, I can say Carcass easier.
So
he's great. He's a killer.
Great, the best bass player.
Yeah, he's so badass. I mean, and I've jammed with a lot of people, and that guy is the shit. When you told me Carcass was coming down, I'm like, no fucking way, really?
Sweet. See? Carcass. And I was thinking
he'd come to Olympia to jam with us. And
awesome.
He did.
And I made a kind of a quick decision within a few days to pack my SUV with all my guitars and just go to Olympia.
Right.
First I went to Portland. And then I was like, I just didn't feel at home enough, but I had already lived in Seattle and Olympia. So then I came to Olympia, and I already had the idea. I'm like, I need to get Carcass on bass, but who won drums? Who won drums?
Right.
So
there's three of you. Right?
Yep.
Okay. But really, I haven't been to a show yet.
Carcass plays bass and sings. And we also switch instruments, so he plays guitar and I play bass on a couple songs.
Awesome.
We'll probably incorporate more.
Who writes the songs?
That make the young girls cry.
Right.
He writes his and he plays on guitar. Carcass writes his and he plays on guitar.
Right. Awesome. But my songs are like,
I had
a lot of time on my hands to write songs over the years, so I have like 200 or 300 originals. And I played them with my son in a band, and some of those are them. But we seem to come up with new songs. Like, I have riffs, and then they add the changes to it. So it's kind of like joint stuff. And our record that we just made is 12 songs. Six of them were brand new, written by the stuntmen. Five of them I credited as the stunts because they were old songs that we did pretty much the same. And there's Carcass. Carcass, is your phone working at your house?
Right now, I guess.
All right, well, you can be in on our interview telephonically.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah. All right, well, we're being interviewed right now, and
tell them the bands you used to be in.
Tell them some information.
How long have you been a bassist?
Couldn't hear her. I heard her, but I didn't hear what she said.
All right, how about now?
How long have you been a bassist?
150.
I've been playing clubs since I was 15. Just put it that way. That sounds cooler anyway.
Yeah.
I've been playing clubs since I was 15.
And how many different bands you think? Name some of them.
Excuse me, why is that again?
What bands you played in? Are you home drinking beer?
I've been in 15 bands since 88 in Seattle.
15 bands since 88 in Seattle.
Would we know any of them?
Wild Boogie. Berserkers.
Piss Drunks.
Mention the Gillers again. So Undisputed.
Undisputed. Space Cretans. Still play shows sometimes.
Space Cretans. Brutal Thirst.
The band that
Brutal Thirst, he plays guitar. And he had a band called Die, Die, Die that had been playing some shows for the last year. But the other guys are in other bands, and the stuntmen come first. Well, the other guys have other projects going on too, you know, so it's not, it's like you have to choose your options.
Right, always.
And the stuntmen are going to the East Coast.
When are you going on tour again?
From August 21st to August 30th, we have 10 shows in 10 days.
Wow.
All between Boston and Philly.
Wow.
So we got Brooklyn, New York, Providence, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, and New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a litany of ridiculous dates.
Sounds fun.
Probably not going to make any money, but we might have fun.
Sounds fun.
I'm trying to tame my drinking back just for this trip.
Right. Probably a good idea.
Fire.
I don't have any whiskey.
Just beer.
Not yet.
That's when I get home. I'm going to pick Lucas up. He's coming. Oh, our tour manager is our good friend, Lucas Owen Van Every from Portland.
So if we wanted to book a show with you, who would we call? Who would we get a hold of?
Whoever.
Shows.
We demand big money, big cash money, though, for our pyrotechnics display.
Stuntman.facebook.com or whatever.
Well, we're at Facebook, yeah.
And can I get your CD anywhere?
I have one in the car I'll give you.
What about everybody else?
Everybody else? Oh, I do know where all the CDs of the stuntmen are.
Where?
Boomerang Records in Lacey, the last Lacey independent record shop that the owner is fucking awesome.
He is.
And Deadbeat Records has it, and Brandon is our buddy, the owner is awesome. And Funk Fuzz has it, Johnny Baltimore shop on 4th Avenue. And Singles Going Steady Seattle has it.
Awesome.
And Rainy Day Music has it.
Awesome.
So if you're in Olympia, four shops have it.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
Maybe they'll call me up and say they're going to give me $5.
Right.
And we'll get paid.
We need to get out and take a bunch up to like Easy Street Records.
Yeah. Up north.
Well, we went up to Singles Going Steady and they're just like, give us $5 each. They're going to sell them for $8. Right. It cost us, we recorded with Jack and Dino. So we had to pay him.
Right.
You know, not a ton of money because he's really fair.
If you're on Capitol Boulevard, you can buy him at the Frog Pond, too.
Oh, yeah, the Frog Pond has a couple.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool.
I think Jerry traded him for cigarettes.
I think
the guy's daughter, she's like 17, she might have listened to it and she was scared of the stuntman.
I could totally see that. Okay, so anything I should know? That makes me want to come see you.
We jump around when we play a little. It's rock and roll. It's hard. Most people that go to see us, it's just a good combination that we're all having fun. So far, we never had any band discrepancies or fights. It's all fun. We jump around.
What is he doing?
I think he's vomiting. Are you choking?
Garbage.
You're doing garbage. It's coming out on the radio. Some guy just called in. He said, you're scratching up his radio speakers.
I don't know if I can edit that crap out.
All right. Carcass?
I'll meet you soon.
You're going offline.
What I'll do is interview you after
Mark.
Tour. You can tell me about the road.
All right. We're going to do another interview after we come back. This is for Oldie Podcast. Hopefully, she'll be able to get a little bit of phone stuff in there, but we already been talking about you. All right, I'm going to go get Lucas soon. Later. All right,
okay.
Carcass is gone.
All right.
He goes, oh, I'm doing garbage detail. He's got his phone on speakerphone. I can hear like...
All righty then. Well, okay, I'm going to wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Come see the stuntman.
Come see the stuntman.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OldieCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.